Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. So, as we learned the last few weeks, last few months, we learned Hilchos Tefillah, and really in the place where we're holding right now, we get to a sugya which has to do a lot with Megillah as well. So it's very appropriate this Sunday, a week before Purim, we're going to discuss both Inyan that has to do with Tefillah, which will conclude this Zman's dealing with Tefillah, at least for now. And will also have to do with Megillah, so it'll be a good way to start talking about Purim this week, Be'ez Hashem, and also next week. The name of the sugya is called Shemeya Keoine. Someone who hears is as if he's talking. That's what the words mean. Shemeya, listening, or hearing. Keoine is like talking out loud. Now this sugya is a very, very big sugya, very complicated sugya. There's a lot to talk about. There's even somebody who put out a sefer, a full sefer, very wide sefer, called Shemeya Keoine. And there's a lot of different things to discuss regarding, you know, when is equivalent to Amen, when it's not equivalent to Amen. But what we're going to focus on today is really the basics of Shemeya Keoine, the understanding of what Shemeya Keoine is, and how we have implications of the halacha for this point of what Shemeya Keoine is. So we'll start with the basics. Rashi in Sukkah. Rashi in Sukkah is number one. Rashi Sukkah says the following. This is where we get to it in our sugyas, because we're talking about the last few weeks in Hilchos Tefillah, is really what's consist of being a Tefillah B'Tzibur. And if you are in Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're talking, you're listening to the B'chazen going, you have a time when do you start davening. And we have here the classic case of what happens if a person is in Mil Shmoneh Esrei, and they reach doing davening to Kedusha or to Kaddish. What does he do? So Rashi in Sukkah number one says the following. The Gemara there in Sukkah says that the same pasuk, it says, Baruch haba, b'shem Hashem. The Gemara brings that about tefillah, there those days says Baruch haba, and everybody else answers b'shem Hashem. But they don't say the words Baruch haba. So how do they yitz? Says Rashi. Number one on the page. Baruch haba, soymchi v'lo, ve'ein onim lo atevos atzmon v'lo luka. They don't answer anything. Mikani not. From here we learn. Someone doesn't know how to read or answer. If he listened and he was at kavana lishmoya, I'll be shaloy on, even though he did not say anything. Yotzo. V'chein, here's our sugil. Hamispal lim b'tzibur. Someone's dying b'tzibur. V'shliach tzibur. Imer kaddish o yeish mirabo. They fix it to have a kaddish and say gedusha. Gedusha yeish mirabo. Yishtiku b'tfiloso. They should be quiet. V'yishmeu b'chavana. They should listen. That's Shemeya Keoine. I'm hearing, so I'm answering. When they finish Dush, they'll go back to Tefillah. So Rashi brings here, it's like a person who is in the middle of davening, and suddenly you get to Kaddish Kedusha, and he needs to answer. What should he do? Be quiet. Stay silent. Have Kavan to be Yitze. Shemeya Keoine. Listening is like speaking out. Tosis has a problem with it. We have two Tosis, one in the year in Sukkah and one in Brachas. We'll start with one in Brachas. Anybody who learned Daf Yomi and a little bit in Tosis saw this Tosis recently. That the first and main question Tosis has is, if you hold that Shemeya is Keoine, listening is like talking, so then what? If you're listening to the Shteyat Seibor, it's like you're talking. Are you allowed to talk in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei? Are you allowed to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and say Kedusha? The answer is no. You're not allowed to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So if you're not allowed to stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, how can you do Shemeh Koine? Shemeh is like Koine as well. How do we understand that? That's the question of Tosis. Look at Tosis number two. Tosis brings V'chos HaVash B'Sukkah. He brings the whole thing. Other Yisrael V'Shema P'Yachos and Kaddish Kedusha. He knows he'll have sick. He can't answer. Eli Yishtik will be quiet. That's what he says. So he says, this is not the best, so you should avoid it if you can. And then he adds, if listening is going, I don't understand that, but that's the minute. So I don't understand. If Shemeya Keoine, so you're talking. You're not allowed to talk in the middle of in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So if you listen, he's like talking. You're already talking. If you look at Tosafot in Sukkah number 3, Tosafot says the following. Tosafot says Shavu Lo Ani Yotza, and he brings the Rashi, that whole idea that he could stop in the middle. Go to the middle of Tosafot, which says there's like a little Zion in it. Says it appears Bekuntres. So there's a kosher mi'adam rina and brings the Gemara that we had, the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, "Yimoku la'atchil v'ligmot shleigish tzibul kedusha ispal v'im lava ispal ar sugya." That a person should try to say with the tzibur, and if not, he should not start for an answer. Why not start for an answer? Be silent. So this is a shayim yishem shab kedem moedim. If adam alan kula ayiv itpal kedarko kishegish shemishtek. Helavadi me'ashay segasos shmiosaf sakat filose. So at the beginning he says his shita. You stop in the middle is not good as a hefsek. The Shemi who Shema Agad the Shemi Akayin because go Oine Odif or Mitzvah Mofcha. Shemi Akayin is Kayin, but Oine is better than Shemi Akayin, and therefore you want to do this way because Oine is better. So that may be, that's what Tosafot says. So Tosafot brings two ways. Either he argues on Rashi, or Shemi Akayin, you can't do Shemi Akayin in Moshe when Esra, as if you're talking. Or you say, no, Shemi Akayin is not as if you're talking. Shemi Akayin over here is really just that it's less, it's not like Oine, but it's Oine is better.
Does it matter in the Tosafot's opinion where you are in Shmoneh Esrei?
No. It doesn't matter. I mean, one thing. If he's Mechaya Meisim, together with the Chazans, then he can do Kedusha together. That we learned. Right. But if you're not that point, any other place doesn't make a difference, right?
Wait, so the second point Tosafot says you're not really talking?
Second point is not really talking, basically. It's not the same level as talking. Which Tosafot himself says, I don't understand this. Why not? Mm-hmm. So this really leads us to the very famous Chakira. Very famous discussion of understanding what is Shemei Akayin. What is Shemei Akayin? There's two main pshatim that we're going to learn today, which the way most Achorim understand is two opinions. And then we'll try to introduce a third one, which maybe fits more with the first, or maybe it's both. So we'll start like this. The Gemara in Saita, number 4, says the following. Tani Idach, number 4, in the middle of the first line. Tani Idach kotevochu b'kol ram. You have to, the Kohanim, when they say Birkas Kohanim, you have to say it in a loud voice. Or ain't no bilachash, maybe it's quiet, it's silent. Tomon lomi emor lehem ka'odum shoyim el chavir. So the Gemara in Seder tells us, when a person does Birkas Kohanim, when a Kohen does Birkas Kohanim, he has to say it in a loud voice. The Beis Halevi number 5 discusses the following. Very famous Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi asks, could one Kohen be moitzi another Kohen Birkas Kohanim? Usually we have a rule, any bracha that you need to do, someone else can do for you. And we have Yoytze, Shemi HaKohen. Yoytze. You did the bracha, I heard it. What about Kohanim? Does it work or not? Says the Beis Halevi, no. Why? Because the biggest Kohanim, except saying the bracha, you also need to say it out loud. When he's saying the bracha for you, it's as if you're saying the bracha, but you're not saying it out loud. You're missing the out loud part. So if you're missing the out loud part, says the Beis Halevi, I can't do Shemei Akayin. Shemei Akayin doesn't work. What Shemei Akayin does that his words is as if I said the words. But it, not that his voice and his tone or his how loud he is doesn't go to me. That's what Beis Halevi says. It's number 5. I don't want to read to the whole thing. Go right in the middle. It says, Omnom ikar adobo lo nihira klal. Shemei Akayin Shalim Davod Ain Tzoch Boy La'amir L'chud. It's only the talking. Al Bikus Kohen Tzoch Kol Ram near loud voice. Kodam Melech Chaveroi. Kodam Nafkal Misoyta. That's more so before. Bezel Oshach Shemei Akayin. Da'un Yosu Shekayin Shemei Arei Non Nishma La'am Hashem. V'lo Adiv Ha'ach Kohen Shemei Me'orim Mefor Shepei Ak Belacha Shalai Yotzu. So the Achorim learn and understand the Beis Halevi in the following way. That's what the Chazonish quotes him. That's what the Kilis Yankov, the Stipler, says the same thing. So you know what it means? It goes like this. The way the Beis Halevi is saying is that you have different ways to talk. You could talk through your mouth. That's one way of talking. But you also could talk through your ear. It's one of the ways of talking is listening to someone else talking. There's different ways to express yourself. So one way is you yourself saying the words. The other way is hearing somebody else saying the words. That's also you talking. So therefore, says the Beis Halevi, I can hear his words are my words, but what about my loud voice? Right? Because listening is like you saying the words.
What are we learning anything from Pirkei Karmi? Pasuk says, yeah, Amar Lahem. So there's a specific pasuk that says that you have to say it. So why are we...
No, but every Amira that we have, yeah. Every Amira that we have...
Do we have a pasuk that says to say it?
You have
by davening. We don't have it. You know, there's not. You don't have a similar.
V'dibar to bom. We have the bom. We speak about kriyishba. Dibur. Maybe I hear your point. It's a good point. Maybe it's. It does not much of exist a cause to say. It's not just to say out loud.
Right. Okay.
Okay. So but I hear.
What
I hear.
Say means say. It's a hearing.
Maybe I hear. The Chazon Ish disagrees. The Chazon Ish says no. You know what Shemai Koyner really means? Shemai Koyner really is like. Just a better way to say it. Like shlichus, meaning you are talking on my behalf. Instead of me talking, I'm appointing you to talk. So therefore, if you say a loud voice, your loud voice works for me as well. So the same way loud voice works for, you know, the same way I can do for you the bracha, I can do for you everything. I'm right now your extension.
It's fine, but I can have somebody talk to me and I don't have to be in the room.
Oh, so why you have to listen? Yeah. I have to listen. That's part of shemei akoyne. In order to show, in other words, it's not a real shlichus. I just to point it out, it's not like a real shliach. Shlichus, you can't have shlichus dovah shebegufay. But the Torah, and on the something that has to do in your body, you can't do shlichus. But when I'm listening to someone doing something, really what that means is I'm participating with him. We're joined together. Look at the Chazon Ish number 6. I'll start in the I'm not going to read the whole thing because he brings, if you want to, afterwards you can go through it. He brings over also the later, the Beis Halevi himself. But in the beginning, he goes, in the first part, he says a very long definition of how he says Shema Koine. And it would be too long to put on this page. But in the second paragraph, he starts with the summary of the definition. It says, V'keivan, She'inyan Shema Koine, what is it? Who is Achtuz a Shema V'Mashmiya. You're just joining him. Sebedi was a Mashmiya. His talking is like I'm talking. So you can do a bishmiya. That's what he brings. That's the argument of Beis Halevi. He brings different rice, the Kiel Sankev here, number 7, brings some of them. He says, for example, why do you need to have kavana? You have to have kavana for the one saying the bracha to be moitzi the other one. Why? If I'm, according to the Beis Halevi, then my listening is my act of speaking. Right? Meaning, the Beis Halevi understands that listening is like talking. So if the other guy doesn't have kavana, who cares? I have kavana and I'm talking. Right? Why can a katan, you need to have the one who's doing the bracha, needs to be a bar chiyuva. Why? I'm listening and I'm hearing the words. I'm saying it. But according to Chazon Ish, it's not me saying it. When I'm listening to you, you're doing it, and that's why I'm participating with you. So you need to have kavana, and you need to be a bar chiyuva. That's how Chazon Ish learns. So we have here the two main things. According to the Beis Halevi, the way the Achronim learned the Beis Halevi, the pshat in the Beis Halevi is that listening is another way to talk. And then you have the questions that we mentioned. Chazon Ish learns, no, by listening, your words work for me almost like shlichus. And therefore, it needs to be whatever you're saying. Nafkamina, can the Kohen be Moitzi's friend, the Kol Ram? Says the Chazon Ish, yes. Because whatever you're doing for me. Says the Beis Halevi, no. You're not doing it for me. I'm doing it myself. I didn't do Kol Ram. That's the basic machloekis of Shemai Koine, which leads to many different things. Now, before we go on, right now it seems that you can, it seems right away at this point, that this is really the machloekis Rashi and Taisis. Because what does Taisis ask here in Rashi? If I stop in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and now I'm listening to the Chazon, I'm like talking. I'm not allowed to talk about Shmoneh Esrei. Seems that Taisis is saying like a Beis Halevi. When I listen, is one another way of talking. I can talk through my mouth. I can talk through my ear. You're talking through your ear. Now I'll do a hefsek. But according to the Rashi, I'm not really talking. I'm not doing anything. Someone else is talking on my behalf. I'm just participating. That's what the Chazon Ish. So really, it's not really like talking. So therefore, I can do that. I can't talk about Shmoneh Esrei. That's if I'm doing an act. But here, that he's doing it for me, then it should be better. Now, L'chur, you could toilet. But it's very difficult to say that Machlekes Rashi Taisis is Machlekes Achorinim. So we're going to try to veer away from it as we go forward. But this right now, this stage seems like this is really the basics. Is Shabbat Koyim mean I'm doing the act, or I'm just participating with somebody else? There's another. And here is where we segue into the Indian of Megillah, Megillah Esther, and we get into the concepts that have to do with Inyan D'Yarmah. Because one of the issues that we have with both the Chazanish and the Beis Halevi, the way we just explained them, is a sugya that we have in Megillah. Let's see. If you look in number 9, you know, sort of number 8. Number 8 is the Mishnah. Mishnah says, that's beginning of the second parak, Akoris of Megillah Mefer L'Yotso, Kora Peh, Kora Targum, Choloshon L'Yotso. You're now allowed to read the Megillah in a different language. So the Megillah starts, you have to read it, Davka Loshon HaKodesh. Says the Mishnah, Aval Koirim Oiso L'Loya Zuz B'Las. You could lane it for someone who speaks the other language. You could tell, you could read it in a different language. So let's say someone who speaks only, speaks English, you could read him a Megillah in English. But if an English-speaking person hears it in Lashon HaKodesh, sees Yotze. So you hear Lashon HaKodesh, you're good. English, well, from the Mishnah, for people that, for English-speaking people, it works. For non-English-speaking people, you know, an Israeli guy comes in here, you can't hear, you can't listen to English. Now, here, there's a big machlekes v'shayin. What's a machlekes? What happens to a person who's bilingual? He knows English and he knows Hebrew as well. He knows Lashon HaKodesh as well. Can he be Yotze with Megillah in English? He knows English. He's understanding it, but he knows Lashon HaKodesh as well. So if you look at the number 9, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara brings, it's a long discussion. The Gemara brings different braises, and the Gemara says the following. Maisim was the question, Korah giftis, ivris, ilmis, modis, yivonis, different languages, lo yotzo. So, well, dame loho, giftis le giftim. Yeah, well, it depends who you're reading to. You know, yaitse if you're doing a different language for someone who doesn't know the language. But giftis, the language giftis, for people that speak giftis, giftim, or ivris le ivrim, or in ivris here, obviously, I'm talking about our Hebrew, talking about loshon ivra hanor, ilmis le ilmim, yivonis le yivonim, Greek to the Greeks, yotzo. Then he hates it. You need to know the language. Says Rashi. So Rashi. Rashi says, Koro b'cholosho diktadim asiz, on the left side, right below the Gemara. Koro b'cholosho diktadim asiz in loyotso, kagoin giftis le'medayim. He's saying the loshon giftis to a medayi is a different language. Or medayi is le'giftim. Aval goyi to lois belaz il shkil shayne. So Rashi says, you know what you're not allowed to learn? Not to read? I can't reach English to people that speak only Turkish. You can't do. People that speak only Russian cannot hear, a Megillah written in Spanish. But if he speaks the language, it's good enough. That's how Rashi learns. As long as he understands the language, he's Yotze with that language in the Megillah. Comes the Ran number 11, and the Ran brings the Rashi. He starts with the Rashi. The Rashi says, even doesn't know it's okay. And he brings the following. He's bringing the question of the Ramban. Before we go into the Ramban, look at the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Megillah, Perek Beis, at the end of Halacha Aleph, says the following. Yerushalmi says, someone knows, number 10 in the page, you know Lashon HaKodesh, and you know Laz. Can he lane in Laz? Yavakado, you have said like this, he says he cannot be with the others because he himself cannot use it. He himself cannot use English written Megillah. So a person can't use. So the Ramban learns the Yerushalmi. For example, what's the case of the Yerushalmi? He has a Megillah written in English. Can I learn in English for my friend of mine who doesn't know English or doesn't know Hebrew? Doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. Answer is no. Because you yourself cannot be Yotze without Megillah. So therefore, I can't be Yotze to somebody else. Why can't you Yotze? He knows English. Says the Ramban, you see, for me, if you know English and Lashon HaKodesh, you're not allowed to learn in English. Not like Rashi. Look at the Ramban, the quote in the Ran, in the middle of number 11. Second paragraph. Ikshar Ramban. The cave of the Koloshon ain't a kosher because of Megillah. I feel the Divarim is funny. Let's skip that Lashon. And then he says, if you go to the wide lines, meaning what? He cannot in English. So big machlekes of Rishayim, machlekes of the Rashi against the Ramban. The what? Can one who knows Lashon HaKodesh in English lay the Megillah in English? Rashi says yes. The Ramban says no. The Ramban means a Yerushalmi. What will Rashi do with Yerushalmi? What Rashi with Yerushalmi says? Person who knows Lashon HaKodesh in English cannot be moitzi others in English. Why not? How are you going to explain it according to the Rashi? So we have a Ran and a Tshuva. There's Tshuva Zarivosh. Tshuva Zarivosh, another Rishon, had letters written, had Charles of Tshuva written to the, with the Ran. And he has a discussion with the Ran. And the Ran tells him, you know what the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is? We're not talking, he's reading from Megillah in English. The Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh. But he's translating it to English. He's taking Lashon HaKodesh Megillah and he's reading in English. It says, it was in the days of Achashverosh. That's what he's reading. The Shaila is, can he be mighty? His friend who knows only English. And then Mishab says, you can't. If you're not reading from an English Megillah. But if you are reading from English Megillah, then it's okay. The Yerushalmi never spoke about reading from English Megillah. The Yerushalmi spoke about reading from a Lashon HaKodesh Megillah, but you're translating it. What would you think would be a problem in that case? If I'm reading a Megillah is written in Lashon HaKodesh and I'm reading in English, what am I doing? What am I doing wrong?
You're not reading out loud.
You're not reading. You're not reading Mitechtav. You're reading Baal Peh. You're reading by heart. You're not learning Megillah by heart. So, how, what would even be the Havim of the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi says, can I lay in Lashon HaKodesh and I'll say it in English? And somebody else will hear the English, will be Yitzeh. What is it? Maybe that will work, says Yerushalmi. No, it does not work. You need to be Yitzeh yourself. You need to be work for you. It doesn't work for you. Why doesn't it work for me? According to Rashi, I could lay in the Megillah in English. The reason is because I'm not reading from English. I'm reading Baal Peh. But I still, the Yerushalmi had a Havim, you know, that I'll be able to be Yitzeh to somebody else. Why should I be able to Yitzeh to somebody else if I'm not myself as I Yitzeh? So, right? This Havim, you know, of the Yerushalmi, is a big problem according to Chazon Ish, but not according to the Beis Halevi. Let's see, first of all, it inside. Look at number 12 of the reverse. We're just going to read the underlying piece. We have two pieces over here. He says, the beginning, the Ran is the one talking over here. He says, I don't understand. When anybody else is listening, he's also listening to Baal Peh. If I'm listening to you reading the Megillah, I'm not looking inside. What do I care if the guy who's reading has in his hand an English written Megillah or Lashon HaKodesh written Megillah? I'm just listening. That's what it is. So then, if you look at the next underlying piece, in the end of the first line, if you tell to be shmiya, you please should shmiya mina koy besefer ve shmiya koyne. That's the Rivosh answering to the Ran. So Rivosh says, I don't understand what you're saying. If I'm listening to you and you're Baal Peh, how can I be Yitzi? You're not doing something right. And the Ran says, who cares what you're doing? If I hear you like this or you this, what's the problem? This Ran, this Havim near the Ran, the Yerushalmi, sounds very much like the Beis Halevi. Because according to the Beis Halevi, what's the pshat? Pshat is that I'm not the one, I'm not Yoitze because you read the Megillah. I'm Yoitze because I'm reading the Megillah through my ear. I'm reading the Megillah through my ear.
Would that work for recording?
Oh.
The hearing?
Let's get to that in a moment. So I'm listening to you. So why do I care if you're Yoitze or not Yoitze?
I'm hearing it.
I'm hearing English. Who cares what you're reading? Right? So that's what the Kodesh Beis Halevi is right. The Kilsianka brings this as a raya to the Ran holds like the Beis Halevi. Comes the Rivosh says, I don't understand. But Shemei Kainim, the guy who's reading has to be Yotze. Says the Kehil Zakev, that's exactly like Chazon Ish. He's Yotze for me. That's the Inyan of Megillah. But the question is, well, your question is a tremendous question. If that's how the Ran is learning, like the Chazon Ish, so the Ran will agree that, forget, let's say no recording, the time of the Ran, there's no recordings. But forget about recording. What about a Katav? Can a Katav be Yotze? That's a level clear. It's clear that a Katav cannot be Yotze. Why not? You're hearing it. If there's no kavanas mashmiya, the one who's laying is not doing a kavanah to be mighty. He's not mighty. What's the difference? What's the difference between reading an English spoken Megillah? Just remember the scenario. He's taking a Megillah written in Lashon HaKodesh. He's looking inside and reading out English. Why is that different? The Ran says, who cares what he's looking inside? The mice and the words are coming out. So why have to have kavana? Why can't it be a recording? Why can't it be a katam? So what's happening? So you want to say that works better than Beis Halevi. But what about the other questions of Beis Halevi? So we have here, really, we have the questions of the Beis Halevi that Kisak asks. Why do you have to have kavana? Why do you have a katam? And you have a Ran that wants to give me something very similar, but not completely. So how do you understand that? So, one more thing, which add over here, one more thing, is also something we learned last year. We learned the idea of someone who is listening to, someone who's thinking and learning. Remember, if you remember, we had a big machlekes Shulchan Aruch, the Goyen, do you have to do Birkas HaTorah for thinking and learning? Shulchan Aruch says you do not have to. As the Shulchan Aruch says over here, look at number 13 in the bottom. The Goyen argues, we remember he said the story that the Goyen woke up in the morning and he thought in Torah, and therefore he forgot it because he holds you have to do Broker even for Hero. But Shulchan Aruch holds Hero, which means thinking, you do not have to do Birkas HaTorah. That's not considered to be like learning. What about listening to a Shir? You're not saying anything, you're just listening. Says the Shai Tshuva, number 14. He says, if you look at the bottom, he says, and towards the end of the first line, "Vayim baluchos kanis shekaz the shemay diveter tzorich levorich kven the shemay koyin odiv mihir." Listening is more than hearer. How do you know that? It's a finish of Tosis. If you look at Tosis number 15 in the middle of the page, Tosis is speaking about anybody learned Daf Yomi. Again, very recently we learned in the Sechas Brachos. The Gemara Brachos tells us that you're allowed to do hearer. A person who's a Baal Keri, right? So he's tummy, he's impure. He's not allowed to learn Torah, but he's allowed to think and learning. Like we found in Sinai. But Sinai, they also didn't talk, they just listened. Says Tosis. In Sinai, they actually spoke. Well, they didn't speak, they were just listening. Their listening is like talking. Right? But shaking thinking is not talking. Thinking is you do something else. This also seems to be that doesn't really fit. What does this fit to? Chazon Ish or the Beis Halevi? What do you think? If you're thinking and learning, you're just thinking, that's not doing anything. But if you're listening, then you're actually doing something. Sounds like the Beis Halevi. Because Chazon Ish, I'm not doing, he's doing it for me. I'm not doing it, he's doing it. So what's the difference between thinking and learning or just listening?
What about scanning any words with your eyes?
That's called reading, basically. Reading, so that's a hearer. That's a regular hearer. In Nef Kamina, if you could do it in the middle, for example, one of the things is, can you look in a safer doing Chazaz Shatz? Right. We saw that here. I have a din of hearer. But that sounds like the Beis Halevi talking about that you're listening, you're doing something. Why is it called doing something? But again, we have the problems of Beis Halevi. So bringing different rias over here. So I just wanted to introduce, in the time that we have, just one more understanding, that may be the explanation of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi says that when you're listening, it's as if you're talking through your ears. That's what the Achrayim learned him. That's what the Chazon Ish and the Beis Halevi and the Kizek have learned him. That it's one of the idea is it's achel me'oifnei hadibur. It's one of the ways to talk. Right? So he says, and they have a problem. First of all, if you're just talking through your ears, why have to have a parchiyuva? Why you have to have someone as kavana? One could say the following. Talking, listening to somebody else, is not considered to be that you're talking through your ear. But it's not that someone else is moitzi you. It's something in between. And I was preparing this was part of my son's bar mitzvah shetel last year. And then later my brother showed me that my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Pirus Zatzal Levracha, and his Agudoma, is a skama. To a sefer called Afikimayim, he wrote a skama, and there he wrote one line that defines Shemak Yoine. Look at that skama, number 16 in the page. So here's the following. But kama shedivet Torahim, v'arei, he says that basically, the Torah that he gave is not his Torah. It's the Torah of everybody. Why? Harei Shemayabim, someone who learns by Torah, is Yoine. Shemak Yoine, kavar b'tesis, brachas, we just learned. Ukedvarenu tamid, says Rav Moshe, the way I always explained it, Kashrimeya v'amidaber, what are they? Shutofim hem, they're partners. Fetarvayu mashvelei ledibur, and together they're creating a dibur. So I don't know if I heard it from a Rebbe or I thought it myself, but it was mechavet what he said. But what does it mean, tavar mashvelei ledibur? The way I explain it is like this. When you have a dialogue, two people are speaking. So, can you say, you have Reuven and Shimon talking. Reuven tells Shimon, how are you, Shimon? How are you doing today? At that moment, is Reuven talking or Shimon talking? Reuven talking. So Shimon is not talking now? Well, he's not actually saying words, but is he participating in the conversation? Yes. Why is he participating in the conversation? Because he's listening to someone talking. How does a dialogue work? One is talking, the other one is listening. It's not like one is talking, the other one is not here, and then the other one is talking, the first one is not here. The entire conversation, both people that are engaged in the conversation, they both are participating in that conversation. The one is listening, the one is talking. Because the way you talk is with someone that's listening, that's also a way of talking. It's a partnership. It's together. So, by taking that idea, let's apply it to what we learned. We asked, what is Shemei HaKohen? So the Beis Halevi wanted to tell Shemei HaKohen, the way the Chayim learned Beis Halevi, is that Shemei HaKohen means that you talk through your ears. So the Kilsanka basically has an ear, so what do you mean talk through your ears? Talk through your ears. So why you need to have Kavana? Why you have to have why can a cotton do it? Why can a girl do it? That is, no, it's not that you talk through your ears. But you are participating, you're joined together, you're partner together with the one who's talking. We're engaging together, we're having a dialogue. Ah, so if we're having a dialogue, if that guy's a katan, it's not by chiyuvo, so we don't have a dialogue of a mitzvah. If I have to, we're together, we're producing a Megillah Esther, so I need to have that we're both together, we engage together, we're doing it as a partnership. It's not like the Chazon Ish that says that he's doing it for you and you're just listening and you're yaitza with him. You are actually doing it together. The dibur is coming from both of you together. That could be what the Ran is saying also. The Ran says like this. If I'm looking at the Megillah and I'm translating it, I'm seeing Hebrew, but I'm speaking English. So the one who's reading is not Yaitse Dechov at that moment. You're right. Because when you're learning the Megillah, it's not only to read the Megillah, you actually have to have the words coming out. But the Gemara had to have that meaning. What's the lesson? Lamai say, I'm saying the words in English. And you're understanding English. And I'm seeing the Megillah in Hebrew. So this partnership of Dibur does produce a Megillah in English. It's okay. Because the one who's reading it, he sees the Megillah. So you have the reading. The one who's listening is hearing in English. So I do have a participation together. He's hearing English. This guy's reading it in Hebrew. Because it's not he's doing it or he's doing it. They're doing it together. So you have your Megillah in English. Says the Gemara, that's not good enough. You need to have the guy who's doing the Dibur should actually be also the one that's saying the words as well in the right way. Okay? But now you understand the Havimina. The Havimina is not like a katon or a Nobachiyuvah. He is a Bachiyuvah. And he has the Megillah in Hebrew in front of him. He is reading it. He's just taking it out in English and that guy is accepting it. So you have over here, the partnership does work. Because it's a partnership that goes together. They're both together. It's not one doing... According to what everybody learned the Beis Halevi, the one who's doing it is only the listener. According to Chazon Ish, the one who's doing it is only the one who's talking. But according to this understanding, it's a partnership between the two. So mainly a Kata can't do it because you need to have both. But someone who's reading a Megillah that's written in Hebrew maybe can do it. Have a Mele the Gemara says Yerushalmi can't do it. That may be the Pshat. And mainly if you do it that way, that answers the questions of Chazon Ish on the Beis Halevi. And that's also that Mele, that's what the Gemara says in Hebrew. When you're thinking, you're learning, you're thinking by yourself, that's not a conversation, it's not dialogue. So that's not, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't do because they're in that. But if I'm listening to a shir, so I am participating, because when someone is talking, someone else is listening, we're having a dialogue. So you're actually talking right now. Because you're talking, not because your ear is doing words, or because the other guy is doing it for you, but you're participating as a shutuf in the conversation. That may be a way to assess your
recording. But we would have to have a kavana for that.
For sure. Right. Have to have that kavana. Right. Have to have Shemiah. Because in order to be a partner in your words, you need to agree that I should be with you.
Right.
It's like the tzibur for Shemar Esrei, for the same thing we've been talking
right.
about.
Right.
He's also giving over in in Lashon Kodesh, even if someone doesn't understand.
Right.
And you're listening, and you're also responding. It's really a conversation.
Oh, so that, and that's why, maybe, that could explain. So why in Milshon Esri you can't do it? Because Shema Koine is less the Koine. You're not saying, you're just participating with somebody else. It's not like the Beis Levi, that the way that Achorin understood the Beis Levi, that way I'm talking is through my ear. It's echad mi'oifnei hadib, one of the way to talk through my ear. Because then you're right, how can you stop Milshon Esri? I'm not the one talking alone, I'm doing somebody else. I'm a partner in talking. So says Rashi, you should know, being a partner in talking, you could do in Milshon Esri for Dovish, not for everything. For Dovish Mekedusha, for Aminish Rabba, you could partner in talking, but you can't actually say the words, because it's different. It's not saying the words, not like a slavey, but also like a Chazon Ish. That's what really helps. That's what Rashi says. And if you look, we always like to end with Halacha Lamaise. Let's just see these two things in Halacha Lamaise. These two things we learned, and with that we'll end. The Shulchan Aruch number 17 brings Legabe Tefillah. Einoi Poi Sigla L'Kazi Kedusha. You can't stop Milosh Renes Regadi Kedusha. Ele Yishtoik Ve'ichavin L'mashoyim Eshet Tzibur. He should be silent and listen to Eshet Tzibur. V'yekoine. He's as if he's talking. And that's what it is. So that's what Shemek Paskins like Rashi. He could do it. And that's what Paskin, because that's the Shemek Koine, it works very well. So according to what he said, it should be like the Beis Levi. It doesn't work. How does the Beis Levi work? The Beis Levi that he said he was way after Shemek Koine, how does he work? That's what Meib Shad and the Beis Levi. It's a partnership. So it's something less than actual talking. And that's why Aloch Lamaise, when we going back to the previous weeks, prison comes to shul, he has two options. Like what he's saying. You can either do the Shemoneh Esrei and get stuck in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei to hear Kedusha, or wait. So if you don't have another solution, you wait. Why you wait? Because it's better to say Kedusha in your words than saying Kedusha listening. Because Shemei Akari is on the same level of talking. And finally, number 18, if you look at Shemoneh, the Gabay Hichus Megillah, so it says, Oysak Subetagum O Beloshen Acheres. You're talking about a different language in Megillah. You can't be a Techeva, El Amakir or Yisraelosh, but only someone who knows that language. It's written in one language. That's what he said according to the Ran. That's the case of Yerushalmi. It's written in Losh HaKadosh. She wants to say in English. Lo Yotzo. She says it's Korei Alpeh. That's exact case of the Yerushalmi. That's what he says. And then the next Siv in Shulchan Aruch, Mishir Deya Las. Person who knows both. He knows Lashon HaKodesh. He knows another language. Einu Yoytze Belaz. He's not Yoytze Belaz. That's the Shita of the Ramban. Some say Yoy Yoytze. That's the Shita of Rashi. And there inside, that's what I saw this morning, the Goyen, when he goes to explain these two Shitas, he goes into this whole Yerushalmi, a very long Goyen, even though usually the Goyen is very, very short. And there he says, when he talks, he goes into the Yerushalmi. The reading for the Yerushalmi, the Av Amina is that when I'm seeing Iksuva Beivris and I'm speaking out loud in English, I would think that combines together because that would be the Av Amina of Shemei Koine, which is a participation. And this is a very big issue just in general. And with this ending, the Shemei Koine really works in many things. Shemei Koine is always when a person is Yotze Brochas by somebody else, Yotze Shunasa by somebody else. You always have Kata Shemei Koine. Always keep in mind that really we have three ways to understand it. The way that Moshe Chayim knows the Beis Halevi is Shemei Koine means you're talking through your ear. I mean, it's another way to talk. The Chazon Ish learns that the one who's talking is Moitzi you. And we have here another way that maybe that's trying to be Beis Halevi. The way Rami Shapira says that Shemei Koine is a partnership between the one talking and the one listening. Together, you're creating a dibur similar to a dialogue. Well, this will end today.